Amidst all the hoopla in Florida, the news was mostly lost last week that one of TV's most endearing figures is calling it quits.
Weekend Edition's popular culture commentator, Stephen Stark.
Fred Rogers, known simply to the world as Mr. Rogers, will make no new shows after the end of this year, closing his neighborhood after almost 1,000 shows and over 30 years of production. An ordained Presbyterian minister, Mr. Rogers has produced a show that's always been several cuts above the usual TV fare. With his tennis shoes, sweater, and everlasting smile, he was easy to lampoon, and Eddie Murphy always did a good job of doing so. Yet whether dealing with the death of a pet, divorce, or simple playground disputes, Mr. Rogers always preached a soothing message of universal love and acceptance for all. According to press reports, the Presbyterian Church ordained Mr. Rogers as an evangelist to work with children and families through the mass media. And that mission has always remained central to his vision of the show, making it far different from the average program where, let's face it, the mission is to sell us something, which is the goal of all commercial television. I buy, therefore I am, is the theology of most TV. Mr. Rogers has been the anomaly. There have always been essentially two children's programming on TV. The mainstream, brought to us through Disney, has been the cartoon. The second, which began with Kukla, Fran and Ollie and Captain Kangaroo, has been the live show, usually with puppets, often gentler in sensibility than the, well, cartoonish sensibility of animation. Mr. Rogers, who began his TV efforts on a puppet show on NBC in the 50s called The Children's Corner, definitely belongs in this second group, which makes him to some an anachronism, the last of a dying breed of old children's TV performers who rely on their own presence to move the show. In a world where even Sesame Street now relies on the quick cut, the fast joke, and even a kind of derisive sensibility, Mr. Rogers was different. But when watching him with both my children, I always felt that with his genial message of empowerment, Mr. Rogers was more up-to-date than people gave him credit for. I often found myself comparing him to Oprah Winfrey, another rather old-fashioned TV performer when you think about it, who, while not formally trained in religion, has turned her show into a similar kind of uplifting ministry of empowerment, in her case for women rather than children. There's obviously still a place for that sensibility, which is why it's not surprising that now that he's leaving TV, Mr. Rogers will be devoting time to his website at www.mrrogers.org. Because it embodies the same ideals as his show, which, by the way, will undoubtedly continue in repeats for quite a while, it's well worth checking out, for adults as well as children.
The comments of Stephen Stark are a regular feature of our program.
Will you be mine? Will you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?